Thank you for downloading this podcast from CFC Jesus Ministries of Christian Fellowship Church in Chicago, Illinois. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. To find out more about CFC Jesus Ministries or our church, please visit www.cfcjesus.org.
So tonight, we are actually beginning something brand new. We're going to do a brief overview for the next 3 weeks. Hopefully, it's just 3 weeks. It could be 4 weeks or five. But on the book of Luke, one of the Gospels. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that and do an overview tonight, if that's okay. First of all, I want to tell you that only two of the Gospel writers ever met Jesus. And Luke and Mark did not ever meet Jesus Christ. That's odd, isn't it? Doesn't that seem strange to you that they wrote Gospels, but they never met Jesus? And I'm going to explain that. But the other two, Matthew and John, obviously did, because John wrote John and Matthew wrote Matthew. But this is very interesting to me. By the way, also, and I've shared this before, but I'm going to go over it because we learn by repeating things and hearing them repeatedly, right? First of all, I want to tell you that every single book of the Bible was written by a Jewish writer, except for two books were written by Luke, who was a Gentile, the book of Luke, and also the book of Acts. Luke wrote both of them. And so we're going to do this overview. And so the only two writers that ever wrote in the gospel writers that wrote about the birth and nativity of Christ were Matthew and Luke. They're the only two who wrote about the birth and nativity of Christ. And I'm going to share why this is so cool. And why this is so important, that you know that it's Matthew and Luke. The other two started elsewhere. I'm not going to explain that tonight. It's not something for tonight. But both of these accounts of Matthew and Luke are correct, each of them. In fact, when two writers write about something, all it means is the everything in it is integrity. But there is something extra in each of these that you need to know. And so that's what's so cool about it. It's like Frida's telling a story from this. We were in the same place at the same time, but she noticed different things that happened, and I noticed different things that happened. So she writes a story, an essay on it for the teacher, and I write an essay on it. They're both honest and right, but she brings out one point, and I bring out another point. So I'm going to explain to you this. In the book of Matthew, in chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, it tells about an angel of the Lord telling Joseph some things in a dream, because Joseph at this point had heard that Mary had claimed to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a claim that only happened once in eternity. And so she's the one that made the claim, because it was true. She had already told Joseph. I can't even imagine how a conversation like that would go. I don't want to imagine how that can go. I can't imagine how that would go. But anyway, she's told Joseph, and Joseph has decided that he doesn't want to embarrass her. He believes that she's stepped out of line, so to speak, and he's just going to very gently and quietly say, Mary, we're going to go our separate ways, because in them days, once you were engaged, it was as good as being married. You just hadn't, got through the marriage ceremony yet. And so the book of Matthew tells about an angel of the Lord who comes to Joseph, and he tells him four things in a dream. I'm going to put them in order for you. Number one, do not put Mary away. I like this. An angel has a message for Joseph. Now, again, we have to go over the teaching of the angels, because I don't like to make doctrines out of angels. We don't worship angels. They deserve no glory. They're created beings. Here's the thing. In the Bible, if you ever see the angel of the Lord came and you see someone bow down and worship them, there's a reason for that, because the angel of the Lord means the angel who is the Lord God. If you read the words, the angel of the Lord appeared, the angel who is Elohim, the Lord God. Now, if you see an angel of the Lord, which you see here talking to Joseph in a dream, this is a created being. This is an angel created by God, and they will not receive worship because they are not God. And so an angel, the dream, tells Joseph four things. Number one, do not put Mary away. Number two, do not be afraid to take Mary for your wife. Go ahead and marry her. Go ahead and marry her. Number three, the child she is carrying is of the Holy Spirit. So there we have confirmation of what Mary has told him. Now he's being told by an angel in a dream. And number four, he, Joseph, is to name the child Jesus. You, sir, are going to name the child. Now, I want to say something about Mary and Joseph as we're coming, you know, very quickly. Christmas will be here like tomorrow, okay? You get that, right?